From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Officials say they expect the death toll in the wake of the strong magnitude 8.8 earthquake that hit Chile over the weekend to rise. More than 700 people are reported to have been killed in the quake, but they stress the fact that an estimated 500,000 homes were destroyed or badly damaged there. In the hard-hit city of Concepcion, there are also reports of looting, as we hear from reporter Annie Murphy.
Everyone is in the streets. I hesitate to describe it as gangs, but there are bands of people wandering around, breaking into buildings, sometimes breaking in for food, sometimes just looting, people on the highways, scavenging. It's just a state of chaos and panic in the city.
Reporter Annie Murphy in Concepcion. Rescuers are still hearing knocking from some individuals who are trapped beneath rubble, and they are trying to reach them. The quake hit early Saturday morning. More than 1 million unemployed workers across the country could lose their benefits starting today because of a bill being blocked in the Senate. Vice President Joe Biden spoke out against the filibuster during a swing through Florida today. Member station WUSF, Steve Newborn reports.
Vice President Joe Biden visited a highway construction site in the central Florida town of Claremont, where he went on the offensive against Senator Jim Bunning. Biden faulted the Kentucky Republican for filibustering a Democratic spending bill that would extend unemployment benefits, Medicare payments, and money for highways and transit programs.
At a time when so many families are in so much pain, we shouldn't be shutting off the few valves of relief that are available out there for people. We should be opening that spigot a little wider, not shutting it down.
Bunning has said he wants the spending bill's $10 billion price tag to be offset by budget reductions instead of adding to the federal deficit. For NPR News, I'm Steve Newborn in Tampa.
Nation's manufacturing sector grew at a slower-than-expected pace last month. The Institute for Supply Management, a key purchasing managers group, says its manufacturing index was at 56.5, down nearly 2 points from the previous month. Norbert Orr is survey chairman. He says while still somewhat lackluster, at least the manufacturing sector is moving in the right direction.
We were at such a low base. We'll start to level out now, and it'll be slow, but it'll be continuous, at least as far as the numbers appear right now.
In terms of the manufacturing index, any reading above 50 indicates expansion in manufacturing, while reading below that denotes contraction. Billionaire investor Warren Buffett says while there are some clear signs the battered economy is improving, it's doing so at a slow pace. Speaking on Business Channel CNBC today, Buffett said so long as consumer spending remains restrained, jobs growth will also remain an issue. On Wall Street today, news that insurance giant AIG has found a buyer for its Japanese division helped send stocks higher. The Dow was up 78 points to close at 10,403. The Nasdaq gained 35 points today. This is NPR. The Army psychiatrist charged in connection with a shooting at Fort Hood is expected to be moved to a county jail. The decision to transfer Major Nadal Hassan comes as he is apparently recovering from injuries sustained during the exchange of gunfire 4 months ago. Hassan, who was left paralyzed below the chest after being shot during the incident, faces 13 counts of premeditated murder and 32 counts of attempted premeditated murder, what is billed as the worst mass shooting ever at a U.S. military base. Georgia Representative Nathan Deal today announced he's resigning his House seat. It becomes the second departure of a member of the state's congressional delegation in 3 days. From Georgia Public Broadcasting, Edgar Tragetz reports.
The Republican representing the 9th District in North Georgia will end an 18-year run in Congress. Deal told supporters this morning he was stepping aside to put his full energies toward his run for Georgia governor. Deal's resignation becomes effective next Monday. The move by Deal would also cancel a U.S. House ethics investigation into his business dealings with the state. A report by the Atlanta Journal-Constitution last year said a company Deal owns got lucrative state business without competition and that Deal intervened in the matter. Deal has denied wrongdoing and said today his resignation has nothing to do with an ethics probe. Over the weekend, another Georgia representative announced his retirement. Republican John Linder from Metro Atlanta will conclude an 18-year run this fall. Linder was one of Newt Gingrich's top lieutenants when Gingrich served as U.S. House Speaker. For NPR News, I'm Edgar Tragetz in Atlanta.
While shark attacks make news when they occur, in the U.S. there were fewer of them reported last year. According to the University of Florida, which tracks attacks against humans by sharks, there were a total of 28, down from 41 the year before. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.